Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
In praise and worship, the Lord just said to me, get Revelation 12 and just bring Revelation 12 to the people. Because, you know, in these times that we're living right now, there's a lot of craziness taking place and we need to be on our watchtower and we need to be praying and doing what we need to do to push back the enemy. We need to get that enemy. And we need to know that we've got the authority over that enemy and we can squash his neck.
Amen.
Amen. And so just Revelation 12, verse 10, I'm reading from the God's Word translation. I haven't got it on the screens because I wasn't expecting any of this. It says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation, the power, and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah have come. The one accusing our brothers and sisters, the one accusing them day and night in the presence of our God has been thrown out. Listen, the enemy used to go into the presence of God. Remember with Job? How the enemy, the devil, came right there into the throne of grace and he was the accuser of the brethren all the time? But you know what? Once Jesus came with his blood, he cleansed the temple out. That devil can't just get in there anytime he wants any longer. Do you understand? That temple has been cleansed out now. It's cleansed and he can't get in. But from the earth, he can still speak and try to accuse you to yourself to get you into condemnation. That's what he tries to do. That's why it says, God said to us in Romans 8, 1, there's no condemnation for you if you're in me. If you're in me, says Jesus, there's no more condemnation. Amen. But the devil would like you to be condemned. He wants you to feel like you're just the worst thing ever. You're a bad sinner. You're a bad dude. Or dudess. And so then he says, he's been thrown out. Amen. Everyone said the devil has been cast out of heaven. And then look what he says in verse 11. They won the victory over him. Who's they? They, the saints of God. The people of God, the children of God. Watch what he says here. They, that's us, won the victory over him, the devil, because why? Of the blood of the Lamb. The devil hates the blood because of the blood of the Lamb. The blood atonement, the blood cleansing, the blood saving. And I want you to know that Jesus shed his blood in seven different places. Do you know that? The first time he shed his blood was in the Garden of Gethsemane, before the crucifixion. Remember he sweat drops of blood? Right there, the blood cleanses and the blood changes things. Right there, he won our willpower back.
Amen.
You don't even know that. He won your willpower back for you in the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember he said, not my will, but your will. And he was sweating drops of blood because he didn't want to do what he knew was coming. And the biggest problem for him was a separation from the Father for the first time ever. Never mind the nails and the thorns and the beating and all the other stuff. But there's seven places. And I'm going to bring to you what those seven places were, not now, and what it means to us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, so watch it. They won the victory over the devil because of the blood of the Lamb and something else. You see, listen to me. The blood of the Lamb is no good in your life if you don't do anything with it. There are people going to hell in a handbasket, and the blood of the Lamb is crying out for them to be saved.
Amen.
And the Bible says if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Now, when you confess with your mouth, listen to me, you confess with your mouth, that means you're making statements, you're speaking something out of your mouth. Sound is coming out, right? This sound, the vibrations are coming out, and that is changing your life when you say, I believe he's the Son of God, he lived and died that I might live, and knows that right over there, and the blood, together with your, listen, together with what you say. Together with your confession. So it's the blood and your confession.
Amen.
Are you with me? So you have to have that blood. If you don't have the blood, you don't have anything. The Bible says almost all things, in Hebrew says, almost all things were cleansed with blood. And without the shedding of blood is nothing sanctified.
Amen.
And so he says they overcame him with the blood of the Lamb and the words they spoke. We get saved with the blood of the Lamb and the words we speak.
Amen.
Now, once we get saved, we think that's it. And I've said this before. The way you get into heaven is the way you operate now that you're in the kingdom. It's still the blood and your words.
Amen.
Are you with me? And so he says, they overcame the devil. You know, old Diablo, the guy who's been on your case? You know the one who caused you to have that problem? You know the one who brought the sicknesses on you? You know the one who caused that problem in your family, in your children, in the court, everywhere? You know that one? He says, you want to overcome him? Take the blood and speak.
Come on.
Amen. If it's good enough for them,
amen.
He's talking about us.
Yeah.
It's good enough for us.
Yeah.
They overcame him, the devil. Not with fist fighting. Not with cussing him out. Not with flying in the sky. There were people who got in an aeroplane in those days when confessions were big. They got into an aeroplane or planes and they flew up as high as they could so they could pull down strongholds. That, you see, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. They were looking in the natural realm.
Amen.
Thinking the higher up you go, the closer you get to the enemy. That's just ridiculous. Spiritual wickedness in high places, they're thinking. And so people get into this kind of stuff where they get into the flesh.
Amen.
But in the flesh, you lose every time.
Right.
Got to be in the spirit.
Amen.
Got to do it in the spirit. Amen. And when you're in the spirit, he's going to say the blood and your words. The blood and what you say. The blood and your words. Listen, you get healed by the blood and what you say.
Amen.
Yeah. He took the whooping on his back. The blood poured out. And what do you say about it? You get prosperous by the blood and your words. You get the victory through the blood and your words. Amen. And so you tie the two together. Always tie the two together. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. And they loved not their lives to the death. They didn't care. You know, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Yeah.
They didn't even have the blood. And they said, you can do what you like to us.
Amen.
You can throw us in a fire. You can cut our heads off. But we are not going to serve and worship you. That was just their words.
Amen.
And that brought Jesus on the scene.
Amen.
Think about that. Now you got the blood and the word.
Amen.
In the beginning was the word. You see, the blood and the word really are synonymous. I'll say that again. The blood and the word are synonymous because Jesus shed his blood and he is the word. So when you put the two together, the blood and the word, you got some serious power.
Amen.
Yeah. And that's why the devil tries to shut us up. That's why he gets these guys to become monks and not speak. Think about that. I mean, think about that deception. You become a monk for the King of Kings, but I'm not saying a word. I take a vow of silence. Well, how do I overcome the devil?
Come on.
The devil is very crafty. And Jesus says, you need to know the wiles of the enemy.
True.
You need to know the wiles of the devil. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony, and they didn't care what happened to them as long as they had those
That's
two.
Right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
We've got that. We've got the blood, we've got the word, we've got the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We've got the name, we've got the power, we've got it all going on. And we overcome the devil, you overcome your problems with what Jesus has done and with what you say.
Amen.
He's already finished the victory for us.
Amen.
It's already done, completed. Completed. There's no more fight left. Do you understand? There's no longer a fight.
Amen.
They're not going into the 15th round and he's ahead on points. No, it was a TKO. Completely over.
Yes.
It was over.
Amen.
And he ended it before the first round was over.
Amen.
Come on.
Are you with me?
Yes.
So he won that fight. He's not going to come back to take on any more of the fight. It's done. The Bible says he's now seated next to the Father.
Amen.
He's now our high priest. The work is complete.
Amen.
He's not working at it anymore. Amen. And so they won the victory over him, the devil, because of the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Wow. The New Living Translation, I love this one. And they have defeated him. Everyone said, defeated the devil. Oof. How many of you put him on the run in your life before? Seriously, he was coming at you with a sickness or a poverty or a divorce or something, and you just said, no. No, not today. Not today. I'm not going for this today. I'm standing on what the Word of God said. I'm going to speak the Word of God. I'm calling on Jesus. You got on your knees. You got people to help you, whoever, whatever. And the devil left. Have any of you experienced it? Amen. That's the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The New Living Translation says, and they have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony. Amen. It's not my testimony, it's your testimony. Amen. And too many people don't have a testimony. They're not speaking to the mountain, they're speaking about the mountain. You only get a testimony when you tell the mountain what to do. But when you tell your neighbors, oh, the mountain's big and it's hurting me, then you don't have a testimony.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes.
So the testimony is when you say to the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Amen?
Amen.
Now that's a testimony. But now if you're standing there and say, well, you know, my husband is just like that, you know, nothing's going to change him. You're speaking about the mountain once again. There's no testimony in that. There's no faith in that. There's no belief in that. There's no hope in that. There's no trust in that. There's no belief.
Amen.
And listen, there are times when it's so easy to want to just let it all out. I've been there. The last couple of months we were wallowing in this stuff. Just want to just tell somebody, just let it out. Why? What do you want? What do you want when you tell somebody your problem? What is it you want? They can't help you.
That's right.
They're not going to help you. You're looking for sympathy. It's like trying to get sympathy from the devil.
Come on, Pastor.
Yeah.
Amen.
I can see me getting into trouble tonight. I'm glad you came back for the night, Chris. I've got you there and Bubba there. I'm good to go. Are you hear what I'm saying? People are talking about their problems.
Amen.
What are you doing with the blood? You just pushed it aside.
Amen.
When you sit there and talk about your problem and how bad it is and how broke you are and how sick you are and how miserable you are and how everything is wrong you are, you're pushing the blood aside.
Amen.
You're just like kicking it aside. I know what you did, Jesus, but listen, I've got big problems here. Take that blood somewhere else. I've got some problems. Let me tell you about my problem. Come on.
Amen.
And Jesus shed his blood for our victory.
Amen.
For us to get the victory.
Amen.
And the way you get the victory is by speaking and getting covered by the blood.
Amen.
You believe it, you speak it, you get saved. Now, you still operate that way. Now you're in the kingdom. You are in the kingdom. You operate the same way. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's how we're overcoming, by what Jesus has done for us and by what we say about what he's done.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.